Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the Nonprofit Nation Show, where we discuss everything nonprofit. I'm your host today, Simone Joy. Today's 30-minute segment is called Moving from the Corporate Life to Charity Work. But first, let me begin by saying Happy Veterans Day to all the vets. Thank you for your service. Yes, amen. So many people have emailed and called me who work in the nonprofit sector and asked, whether they can make a great transition to the nonprofit sector from their corporate jobs. They tell me they're tired of only working for money. They're interested in careers and helping others. But a lot of them want to know, how do I do that? Will I be able to survive on the salary? Do you get a decent salary working for nonprofits? Of course, the answer is yes. Just this week, I had a conversation with a prominent sales person for a national hotel chain. She told me that she went back to graduate school to get her master's degree in human services, but she wasn't really sure where, she wanted to work in a nonprofit sector. And she told me about a job interview that she had at a big-name nonprofit. But after she learned of all the things that the job entails, she probably was only $35,000. Now, this is a woman who has been in the corporate sector for over 20 years, successfully selling hotel rooms, meeting space for a large-name hotel, and she's being offered $35,000. So I told her there was no way, that she should accept such a low salary and that she has to learn how to sell herself and use her corporate skills to get the salary that she needs or is comfortable with working within the nonprofit sector. And on the flip side of that, nonprofits really need those type of people with business experience, not just nonprofit experience. So, you can call in your questions, share your stories with us here. The number is 347-855-8700. Also, check out Nonprofit Nation at www.npprofessionals.org. If you want to ask a question when you call in, you just push number one on your phone. Again, the number is 347-855-8700. So let's just get into it. We got about 27 minutes left. Move from the corporate sector to the nonprofit sector. Number one, if you're working currently in a nonprofit, if you're currently working in the corporate sector, understand the skills that you offer, your educational level and your skills. You're going into an entry-level job in a nonprofit organization. It just makes good business sense that nonprofits pay competitive salaries, benefits to people with skills. Nonprofits always want to be able to attract high-quality employees whose work will get them results. So you need to empower yourself and know what you're worth and know that the skills you offer from the corporate sector to the nonprofits is transferable. Number two, define where you think your skills can actually help a nonprofit. Is it administrative? Do you want to be a CEO? Do you want to be a CFO? Is it operations? Are you interested in working with facilities management? Do you want to provide direct services to the clients? So then that area would be programming. Are you a financial person? Would you like to be a CFO? Do you love to write? I mean, there's a strong need for people to help write and edit grants within the nonprofit sector. Or you're a human resources person right now, and, that's a transferable skill to nonprofits that employs a lot of people and usually has shoddy nonprofit personnel practices. So you have those type of skills. You have to figure out where your niche is. Where do you want to be in the nonprofit sector? Where do you see yourself? All of those skills that you have worth and merit. And I'm going to reiterate this over and over. You need to understand the skills that you offer, just like if you were going up for another nonprofit job, another corporate job. So number three, before you start sending out resumes, or quit your current job, you know, without a plan, why don't you think about volunteering at a nonprofit or provide them with pro bono help? So if you're a CPA, you know, why don't you go to a nonprofit and say, hey, I'll help you with your finances. I'll help you with your fiscal management. Volunteer. You'll help the board treasurer or something like that. If you're interested in working with young people, you know, find an organization and go and volunteer and help kids after school or something like that. This way, you can actually see what goes on day to day within a nonprofit sector, the type of people who work there, the type of clientele, the office space, location, et cetera, and you can see if that's something, you know, an environment that you're interested in working in. There's a very different environment than working in a corporate office where, you know, there's an abundance of things like, you know, in nonprofits we take everything for granted in terms of, you know, can we get free coffee all day or, you know, we usually don't have a quote-unquote mail room. And, you know, a lot of those things are really different than working in a corporate office. Another thing is that you can also volunteer and see if you want to become a board member, that you can actually sit at the table with other leaders within that organization and see, you know, how they run the organization, how they develop programs and things like that. Nonprofits are always looking for good board members to serve and to help with fundraising and, you know, provide oversight and legal advice and things like that. And so your expert advice would be very valuable there. And then, again, you get to know, you know, networking with the people who do the hiring on a one-on-one basis. It also will give you another daily look into the world of nonprofits to see if that's actually something you would like to be a part of. So if there are any questions, again, we're taking your calls at 347-855-8700. You press number one on your phone, and you can ask your questions. Number four, are there any opportunities right now at your current employer that you can get involved in? Like, for example, do they have a foundation or community affairs division that supports local charities? Maybe you can go and see if you can get involved with them and see if you can give back in that type of way, you know, help organize the giving program. Maybe your corporation does support annual marathons or, you know, during the holidays they put together things that they distribute to local nonprofits and local charities. I think that would be a great segue for you to help and still manage to keep your corporate job, is that nonprofits don't pay their employees properly, or there isn't money to be made in the nonprofit sector. That's one of the biggest myths there is out there. Now, of course, there are some nonprofits that struggle to, you know, pay large salaries to employees, but overall, the nonprofit sector is the third largest industry in America, and salaries are provided according to, of course, location, job function, you know, organizational budget. But I think it's a myth for people to just have this notion that nonprofit organizations are not paying decent wages or benefits to people. There are many, many executives, including myself, that have earned six figures. You know, I didn't start out earning six figures, but there are opportunities for six-figure jobs or high five-figure salaries in the nonprofit sector. There are CEOs of nonprofits that earn millions of dollars per year. For example, just off the top of my head, the United Way International CEO, I believe he earns $1.3 million a year, plus about another $30,000 in fringe benefits. So there is, you know, a way to really have a decent salary, earn a living, doing, you know, really giving back and doing what you love to give, I mean, love to do. A great idea that I share with some of my clients and people that I coach is that you can go to GuideStar.org That's guystar.org is a place online that actually keeps all of the 990s for nonprofit organizations. And 990s basically are the tax returns for nonprofits. And within that 990, you actually can pull up the top salaries of nonprofit workers in that organization. Anyone who is earning over $100,000 a year, and you can actually see the name, the title of that person. And so that's a good negotiating factor when you go for a job interview to already know the salaries of the people and what position those salaries are being paid to. So, again, that's GuideStar.org. It's also a great place to go and look at the organizational budget for the year. So I tell a lot of corporate people, you know, if you're interested, if you go in, like, for example, the woman who went on the job interview and got offered $35,000, well, maybe that nonprofit's budget was only $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year. So if you want to go for the high money, look for the organizations that have over $1 million budgets, $10 million budgets. There are many nonprofits that have organizational budgets over $1 million a year, and those are the ones that usually can pay the higher salaries. If you email me at Simone@efordgroup.org, again, that's Simone@efordgroup.org, I'll send you a great salary indicator for almost all nonprofit positions. So, again, don't think that nonprofits, quote unquote, don't have money. At the end of the day, yes, our whole existence for being is not to have a lot of money, but it's to provide services. But nonprofits do have a lot of money. And a lot of it, the majority of the money that comes into an organization usually is spent on personnel. So if you have a skill set that you know is worth five or six figures, go for it. When you go on the interview, you bring, you know, and then you're armed with the information from GuideStar, their 990, and you can see there may be three or four or five people making over $100,000. And again, go to organizations that actually have budgets over $1 million. So those are the larger nonprofits. There's also a good guide online, you know, about the best nonprofits to work for. Every year, the Nonprofit Times does a survey of nonprofit employees across the nation, and they come up with a list of the 100 best nonprofits to work for. So you might want to start there at that list. So usually those nonprofits that are featured can afford to pay for quality help. And it's something that's solely missing from the nonprofit sector. There are a lot of people that don't have the same type of work ethic our corporations have and could use that, you know, whether it's the dress code, personnel policies, you know, just the manner in which if you're going to a nonprofit for young people to see, you know, more professionals from the corporate sector, there's a lot that you can bring to the table to help a nonprofit, but you should be compensated for it. And I don't think that if you, you know, decide to work for a nonprofit that you should have to take a $30,000 or $40,000 salary cut. That's just crazy, you know. So if you're thinking of making that transition, you know, make sure that you're empowered and negotiate a top salary for yourself. Also, I think that you should really make a list of pros and cons of why you want to enter the nonprofit sector or why you want to leave the corporate sector and determine whether the nonprofit is really the best place for you. And if you don't want to become a nonprofit worker and you're interested in starting your own nonprofit, that's a whole different other conversation. And you can go to my website for more information on that. And that's SimoneJoy.com. There's a ton of resources and information up there that talks about making a transition into your own nonprofit, which is really not as easy as people think. It's the same kind of time frame when people, you know, how people say, start a business, and most businesses or restaurants fail within the first 5 years. Well, it's the same for a nonprofit, because at the end of the day, it's not just a program. It is still a corporation, and it still needs corporate help. And the structure has to be really, really set up like a true corporation, a true business, not just a place where we do great programs or we do great work to help people. But you have to have a great corporate structure. So if you're in the corporate sector now, yeah, you can transpose those skills over, and perhaps you would be good owning your own nonprofit, or rather running your own nonprofit, because no one really owns a nonprofit. But I think that would be a great idea to make the list of pros and cons. You know, just seven to ten little items, why you want to work in a nonprofit, and what are the cons of working in a nonprofit. I know a big con for me, one of the things that I've always struggled with in the nonprofit sector is from year to year, I never knew whether I was going to have health care, health coverage. And so, you know, that's a big struggle for many people who work in the nonprofit sector, that health coverage is poor. And, I mean, there's Obamacare now for small businesses and things like that that nonprofits can apply for. But one of the biggest struggles has always been, do you have enough for my health benefits? Do you have enough for dental? And so, you know, you want to think about things like that. Do you have an interest in working in a place that's not so, you know, fancy, so to speak? You know, a lot of the furniture and things in some nonprofit organizations, they've been donated. They use furniture, and like I said, we don't have a mailroom, and everyone, you know, and usually the nonprofit sector helps with everything. You know, so even CEOs take out garbages or, you know, help clean up the office. There's no nightly cleanings crew to most nonprofits is in the corporate sector. You know, there's no big copy room in the nonprofit sector. Sometimes you have to run to make copies because your copy is shut down. So you have to think about things like that. And one of the pros, one of the best things, besides helping other people, is that you get to work with people whose heart is there for other people. I love the fact that within the nonprofit sector that you actually work with people who care about humanity. That's, you know, such a great, great feeling to have peers around you who are trying to help other people. You know, so you have to figure out what your passion is, you know, what you're dedicated to. Is that something that you're interested in doing? Is it worth, you know, perhaps taking a salary cut or perhaps not having benefits? You know, maybe it's something you wait until you retire, or you just do it on a volunteer level. But, you know, how does the thought of actually making a transition make you feel? You know, corporate sector, everything is 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Nonprofit sector, it's 8 to 8 to 8 to 8 to 8. It's like a 24-hour job. You know, there is really, you know, people do have set schedules, but for the most part, you know, you're going to work in the evenings, you're going to work on weekends, you're not going to shut down. You know, I know a lot of my friends who work in the corporate sector at 5 o'clock on Friday, they're shut down until Monday morning at 9 a.m. Well, in the nonprofit sector, it's not like that. You're constantly thinking of ways to help people over the weekend. You may be going to an event over the weekend, you may be going to an event in the evening, you may get a client who, you know, will need help on a Sunday. You know, are you willing to do that? There is really, you know, the nonprofit world is not really that 9 to 5 kind of place. When you volunteer, if you volunteer at a nonprofit place, do you feel energized, you know, by just being in the environment, or do you get frustrated? You know, these are things you have to ask yourself. Do you easily and naturally relate to people you meet, you know, who may be less fortunate than you? You know, how do you feel about people who volunteer and represent the organization? Do you like being around people who are volunteering to help? You know, do you think it's worth you spending your time at a place to help others? Or even more importantly, have you just simply reached a point in your life where the impact on people's lives through what you do is more important than a professional platform from which you do it? You know, so these are the things that you have to think about. If you really need help, you know, let me coach you. My social media handle is Simone Joy. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, trying to get to Instagram, but again, it's Simone Joy, SimoneJoye. You can also visit my website at SimoneJoy.com to find more great information there. You know, and if you want to call in, we got 9 minutes to go on the show. The number is 347-855-8700. Push number one on your phone to ask a question. Another great thing about working in the nonprofit sector is that there are a lot of conferences and travel and things that, you know, opportunities for professional development that, you know, if you don't know something, there's always someone, you know, somewhere else that will help you. So it's not really competitive like the corporate sector, you know. You don't have to really be fearful of giving away, you know, trade secrets or things like that, because it's the spirit of collaboration among nonprofit organizations. So you really don't want to duplicate services because then you're kind of left out of the funding loop. It's always better to work together, you know, in a team spirit. And there are so many ad hoc committees that meet. United Way is a great organization to look for an appointment if you're transitioning from the corporate sector. I think a lot of executives who work at United Ways throughout the nation have either a corporate mindset or they came from a corporation. And, you know, United Way is kind of like our leader in a nonprofit in terms of structure, development, collaborations, along with, you know, helping people. But I think that not enough people know how much they help nonprofits and nonprofit leaders become better nonprofits and better places to work and better places to help more people. So, you know, in short, I'm going to close with a great quote that's one of my favorites. And you should remember that we all make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. So, you know, it's really important for you to, you know, see your passion through. If nonprofit is the sector for you, I say come on in, join us. We'd love to have you, you know, but really think it through. And hopefully you'll tune in again next week. Every Wednesday we're here with the Nonprofit Nation. And, you know, send us your questions, emails, information for show topics. We'd love to hear from you. You can email me again at Simone@e4group.org. And again, don't forget to email me if you want me to send you the salary information. So this is Simone Joy, Nonprofit Nation. Thank you for joining. We'll talk to you next week.